holding in Tafsari Ches. So I did through Yud Ches on Monday, but we didn't do the Mishaburas on Yud Ches yet. So that's Tzadi Beis. Mishabur Tzadi Beis Koi. So the case of the Ramo explains that the case of the Koi was knowledge from a Tayosh and a Tzvi, a Tayosha and a Tzvi. V'yesh oid min Koi shehu ber yibifnei atzmo, who savachai savapahema. There's another koi, which the Mishnah talks about in Bikurim, etc., that was not the case of it has a subject. Maybe it's a chai, maybe it's a behemoth, maybe it's neither, maybe it's both. Gets all the chumras that the Mishnah is over there in Bikurim. How you deal with a koi. But this one over here is referring to that it was a cross between a tayish and a tzvi. So if it's a chaya, so it has the chumra needs kisi adam, but its chaylev is muturit. If it's a behemoth, its chaylev is also it, but doesn't need kisi adam. So we're machmer that it needs kisi adam and that its chaylev is also. So the gimel tayish and tzvi, but it's a learn with tzvi habala tayosha. So the mother is a tayas, which is a behema. The father is so the shalos chushel is erav. Vivarig abusa the aim. So it's vadi a behema. It's possibly also has a din of its din of a chushel is erav. It has din like a chaya also. Deal of tayas are boiled tzviya, where the mother is a chaya. And therefore the chelav is osir. But that you could shecht. All right. So why don't we shecht on Yom Tov? Said it out. And shecht on Yom Tov. Shaharei. He after the chas is done. Yom Tov. You can't. We're not going to let you do Kisi Adam, because if you do Kisi Adam, people are going to say, it must be you decided to Varei Chaya, because you're allowing him to do the Tirch of Kisi Adam and Yom Tov. That's what people are going to think, erroneously so. Well, people will say, well, the next step of the thought process, if they're correct in their erroneous thought process, that it's Varei Chaya, you can eat the Chaylev. So if we say Kisi Adam, people are going to assume the Chaylev is Mutter. So we're not going to let you do Kisi Adam. So it comes out, you're not going to do Kisi Adam until after Yom Tov. Shrei Yev Shalachas is Dama Ad Motzei Yom Tov. Hashem Yisbala Bekarka. Below Yehi Rishum Ha'Nikr Yivalta Mitzvah Kisui. It might, by that point in time, get absorbed to the extent that Mitzvah Kisi Adam will become Batal, and therefore it comes out that you've been Mavatal the Mitzvah Kisi Adam, so therefore you shouldn't shecht it. Not to get into a situation where you've been Mavatal the Mitzvah Kisui. Even if he has offer muchan, sorry, hey, offer muchan, I feel he chino behedya the same kisi koi. Even if mamas, you had in mind before, use it for a suffix. Also, so that's still going to be usher. Now, why am I slatted? Shadai tzadavka because you were very b'fnei atzmoi. That's when the salacha applies. The Moor says that if you're making it for Vada, it's not Mukhan for Safik. If you're making it for Safik, it's Mukhan. See, if the problem is, so I'm not sure what his logic is. But we're saying right now the problem is that people are going to draw a conclusion if you're being matriach on Yom Tov to kisui, must be it's varei chayv and kisui. It's varei chayv and kisui. It's varei chayv. It's varei chayv. So the chaylev is mutter. That's going to be their thought process. Right? That's therefore we said, you know what? Don't shecht it because you can't do kisui adam. He's saying by case of a suffik, he seems to be saying the problem is because it's a shame suffik. So, koi, which is a very thing, you're never really sure what it is. But another mitzvah habolta yosha, if you're making behedya for that purpose, so you can shat it on Yom Tov. I'm not sure why. Okay. So what's the problem? The problem is imnei aroya, ratzolim, sarivov. Kadeshal yitu, we don't want them making a mistake, lash of thinking, kikoi chaya vadoyis, he, it must be a vare chaya. I mean, a short tirch of Yom Tov, you're allowing this tirch of doing kisadam, and yet it must be a vare chaya. That's what you're going to think. And therefore, they're the chel was mutter. So it comes out, the Chazal are preventing you from doing your mitzvah of kisei adam. So your Chazal are not allowing you b'shei v'altasa to do the mitzvah of kisei adam. Because we don't want them to eat chelev, which will be a possible chi of chorus.
Chazal answered this for a lot less than he thinks that's chorus. Are they shofar and Shabbos?
Well, they're the chivas hutzah, the big chivas skila.
But I
The chashash is
hutzah. Chashash is hutzah.
Well, Erev, now, so you don't think he's a dam on Yom Tov. Well, Erev, and what's a Yom Tov? If it's the blood is still visible, in Shem Aniker, Lidan, Oysen, Doysen, Shem Yomim, Yomim, Chakla Hampton, Kisi, and Motsi Yom Tov Sheni. Mishabur says, we wait till Mamish the second. Kisi, if the Yom Tov, if he sets on the first day, he can't do Kisi until after Motsi Yom Tov the second day. Okay. Vafilu dam behema. What was that about? Now, if he shat the bam sachotzer, so the reason why you're covering it is not because of the mitzvah kisei adam. You're covering it because that was their way of cleaning. The way you cleaned up the chotzer was by covering it with dirt. Semela, the liquid which was there, was just absorbed into the ground, and this way. The person walking through the chutzah didn't get dirty, etc. So the process of cleaning it was covering it with dirt. That's a cleansing process. It's not a mitzvah kisei adam process. It's even as dam behema, which is not chayav kisei adam bechlal. I can use my dirt to cover it. Okay. Afil dam behema. Mamash, with the language of the Rambam says that not only can you do cover a koi, but even a dam behema you can cover. Right? The kolshken dam koi the mutter lechasis. The kiyum the olav mitzvahs kisa tzorachu lechasis mishum mias. He wants to cover it. You shouldn't have this mias blood in the middle. So people will think that he's covering because of the dirt, the fact that it's mias. Shuv lo yitzu lahatrachel. But people will not make a mistake and think you can eat the chelev. The yarmu the mechasu b'shiloi shlo yislach lechu chelev. Okay. So that's the thought process of the Rambam. The Hezikri Kavona is the Nikui of the Chotzer. That's what people will say. Now, the Rambam, however, raises the question. He comes out, if you are doing the Shem Kisei Adam,
I do follow the jury,
but arguing that it's mutter because people will not make the mistake and draw the wrong conclusion, because they will think you're doing it just to clean up the chotzer, even though you're doing it really for Kisei Adam. That's also Zatamagadam. What is mutter is if you're doing it to clean up the chotzer, it's mutter. You know, we don't think in those terms, but the way they clean the chutz was by putting dirt down. Pretty effective. In certain ways, it probably was a more effective way of doing it. You know? Just put another layer of dirt. Whatever is there gets absorbed into the ground, and now you have dirt on top of it, so you're walking on dirt. That was the chutz. The chutz was dirt. So you can clean it up. What? We're in Simon Top Sariches. It is Mr. Brewer Sariches. So. Vine Berloch, he says, take a look at the Berloch. This is long Berloch over here. Fill down behema.
No,
So the Magen Aram really challenges this from a Gemara and Beya. The Gemara says, what's the problem? This person is shechting this animal, which is a Safek Chayis of a behemoth. And if it's a behemoth, the chaylev of the behemoth, the fats of the behemoth are also. They'll see him doing kisei adam. They'll say, if it's kisei adam, only chayah is chayah, kisei adam must be it's a chayah. If it's a chayah, the chaylev is mutter. They're going to eat the chaylev. So Morris says, don't shecht. The Morris says, well, if so, even in the weekdays, people will make that mistake. Right? They'll see him shecht this the koi, and they'll do kisei adam. And say, ah, it's a chayah, so I can eat the chaylev. That's what people are going to say. So more answers that Bechol, people will say Lenakar Chatzer Hutzar, he's doing it to clean up the Chatzer. I mean, state in the Gemara, that's where it explains why you cover during the weekdays, and that the Gemara said you don't cover on Yom Tov. It means the Swara of Lenakar Chatzer Hutzar isn't a Swara which works on Yom Tov. That's the contrast. On Yom Tov you can't, on the weekdays you could, because on the weekdays well, people will say you're doing it to clean up your Chatzer, and that's not a Heter for Yom Tov. So how can the Ramah say that on Yom Tov Lenakar Chatzeroy is a heter? So that's what the Ramah says. If you're taka doing Lenakar, the problem with the way you're doing in the Shemitz is the Kisi Adam. But we don't worry about what people think because you say you're doing Lenakar Chatzeroy. Whereas on Yom Tov, since there's a separate issue of why are you being much shriach to do this covering the clean up your chatzor on Yom Tov, that's like people don't clean up their chatzors on Yom Tov. You leave that to that's usually a weekly type of thing. So people will say, aha, he's doing it for the mitzvah kisei adam. Kisei adam must be it's a chai. If it's a chai, the chaylev is mutter. But if you're taka doing lenakar chatzer, the chalal never asks the lenakar chatzer. If you're doing lenakar chatzer, we're not going to ask it for you. If you're doing it, shem kisei adam, that's where we said no, because people won't think you're doing lenakar chatzer. So that's how the Magen Aram comes out. Tzari test. If it's not behem, which b'chalal is no din of kisei adam, but you want to clean up the chatzer, so as long as you have malay offer mukhan, you're going sheftes malay kapasa offer b'stam sefer zayin sheechin lachasas b'tzoya mukhan ugam lezeh. Either he brought he put off to the side of the chatzer a pile of dirt to use for any of these type of purposes. Or specifically, he brought it in to cover it in case the child made a mess. And he would cover it with dirt. That's how he would clean it up. Right? And once he would have in mind for any other potential dirty thing. Kuf. It doesn't mean tzarech. It means that it's graf sharei, but the normal thing would be to cover it. So therefore that's a valid normal usage. Okay, your test. Shochet behema v'chayah. He shechted the behema and achayah. So behema's blood is not chayv in kisei adam. Echayah's blood is chayv in kisei adam. When it's out of dam in the two bloods, got mixed together. Okay. So now the law is there's a din of bittul b'roif. So Mishnah Berurah is going to point out that the case was over here that the dam chaya was the roif, so it wasn't bottled in the dam behem. So there's still a kriyah of kisei adam. But the problem is that since you now have more blood there, you're doing part of your act of covering because of the dam behem. So are you allowed to be matriach to do the process on Yom Tov of covering dam behem? There's no heter. There's no mitzvah kisei adam and dam behem. Okay. V'yeshla offer muchan by efrikiris. Either you had dirt which you designated to use for this purposes, so it's not muksa, or we had before you had efrikiris, you had ash which is valid for kisei adam, and that was the derech was to use it for these purposes. So it's considered muchan, so it's not muksa. So you have your material which you can use for covering, which is not muksa. So I can stick one shovel into the, one shovel's worth into the pile, pick it up and throw it onto the blood and cover the blood. Okay. So I don't have to move the dirt extra. Shenet tzarach harvest bishvil dam abehema yichasem. So it means you're not doing an extra ma'aser because of the dam behema. But v'imlav, if you cannot do it in one now because of the dam behema, you cannot do it in one action. And it would require multiple coverings, extra ones, because of the fact that there's Dan Behema there. It comes, you're doing a tircha of covering it because to cover Dan Behema, which you don't have. They had to do that at the tiltal of the offer and the tircha for Dan Behema. So that's also so for Lo Yechasen. So the Mishabura in Kufal Shachar Behema v'chay, who then koi v'chay. With the same halacha would be true by the case of a koi and a chay. It's Ar of Dhamma, Kufbeis. Why Dhamma Chayim Arubim? Ad Kadei Shi'im Ahoye Dhamma Behema Ma'ayim Ahoye Nikar Ad Mumis Dhamma Chayim. I'm sorry. So it's totally in, there's enough Dhamma Chayim, the Dhamma Behema is more. There's enough Dhamma Chayim that had the Dhamma Behema been liquid, had been water, which is clear, the Dhamma Chayim would make a color in the water. So, if you have 5 gallons of Dam Behema and 2 gallons of Dam Chayas, obviously if the Dam Behema was water, 2 gallons of blood going in there would change the color of the water. If the Dam Behema is 15 gallons and the Dam Chaya is a half a gallon, so you pour a half a gallon of blood into 15 gallons of water, it would probably not look reddish. So that's the shear. So that during weekdays that's enough to be chayv and kisui. So now, if you can cover b'tekira achas, lav daf, it doesn't mean necessarily one shoveling. What does it mean? But the main point is shein tzarach laharvest b'tiltul offer b'shmil zimeya behema shein kalesu. The point is, you're not doing any extra action because of the blood of the behema. So then you chasen. Now, who had him hoyer ledeker knows me by doim bar. Similar, we had before the case where you had loose dirt, and the shovel was already thrust into this loose dirt from before yomtiv. So nami shor b'dekira achas. Which we said, when you settle whether you're allowed to then take the shovel with this loose dirt and throw it onto the Tukisi Adam. So, and if this situation would happen, when you had a deck of notes, it would be mutter, because the whole Torah Tvei Bishel HaBehema, the Behema is not adding any more tircha. We said if he did shkita and he has to do mitzvah kisei adam and he has no dirt which is muchan, all of the dirt is muksa, mutter l'chasas af be'efer she'ena muchan, he can use ge'as which is muksa. We permitted tiltal muksa for the mitzvah kisei adam. So it didn't mean yineinu nami dina hachi the mutter. So we're also, you're allowed to do tiltal muksa for kisei adam in this situation. Because all the Torah Tvei Bishvil HaBehema, the case is you're not doing any more effort because of the fact that there is Dam Behema there also. V'loi hetik ha-mechaber ofer muchan. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch means that even if it's not ofer muchan, this halacha is true. So why do you mention ofer muchan? Elim mishum seifu. Dim eino yochel l'chaso yisei b'tekirachas. If we need a second covering, which was the second effort, which was added because of Dam Behema, it's Osir, I feel about offer Muchan. Even if the offer is Muchan, Lo Yechasen, you can't cover. That's the Chiddush of the Seif. Lo Yechasen, Okufei, the Tarak Mishil of Behema. Comes out, the action of the Behema, because, which has no Mitzvah Kisei Adam, is causing you to do an extra action, so you're doing Tircha Nyamtiv for no valid reason. So he said you can't do that. Okay, now, we skip the Achronim, the Achronim take it a step further, and they say, the feel the Kira Achas, so you know to be shil, the Mea Chaya, even in a case where you need more than one. So, Well, one you're allowed to do, one act you're allowed to do. So let me at least do one act. I'll cover part of the blood. No, usher. It's also usher. Nami usher. The kibun the ma'ariv b'dam behemah, since there's dam behemah mixed together with dam chayah, can after the malakim shemachas the dam behemah merubim kolkach. Maybe the place where you do put the dirt is a place where there's so much more dam behemah than dam chayah. Ad today shadam chayah lo hoya nikrim dam behemah hoya mayim. You might put the dirt on a spot which has no chiv kisi adam, because in that spot possibly there's much more dam behema than dam chaya, to the point that the dam chaya is not called nikir in the dam behema. I.e., had the dam behema been water, the dam chaya would have just dissolved in the dam behema and become clear. And that therefore there's no mitzvah kisi adam in that situation. You can't tarak b'shil dam behema shenal chaya b'kisi v'aser. So you have back to the problem that you're doing tircha for dam behema, which is us. However, the imshachah b'emzal chotev, the shechita was done in the middle of the chotev, not off to the side where people are going to walk. So you want to cover the blood again. The way they used to clean their chotev is by putting dirt down. So the mutter l'chasas ba'ofer muchan afilu b'kama dekiris k'deishal yisachul chukkelov k'deil b'hagot. So now I don't want walking there and my items, my clothing or my items to get dirty from this blood there. So I want to cover it with dirt. So that's mutter. Because I'm not doing it for the mitzvah of kisei adam. I'm doing it, would be also to do the tircha yamtiv. I'm doing it to keep the my chutz are clean. Okay. Chaf. A person shechted a bird erev yamtiv, didn't do kisei adam, so he can't do kisei adam on yamtiv. Kuvav. Okay. Even though he has dirt which is ready to use, so there's no muksa problem. But the Chazal did not allow the tircha, because you could have done that beforehand. You could have done it before Yom Tov. Therefore, you should have done it before Yom Tov.
Because it doesn't taste any better.
Well, the case is he shat it before Yom Tov. Right, so do kisei adam before Yom Tov. So what's your right to do tircha on Yom Tov when you should have done it beforehand? You can't say, well, if we're going to prohibit this, people are going to going to find that the simchas yamtiv is diminished. We're not prohibiting him from eating. So yamtiv ad la'erev. You wait till after yamtiv. If the blood is still visible on the ground, it hasn't been absorbed totally, you can tell where the blood is still. So you should cover that area with a kli, thereby protecting the blood that it should still be there for after Yom Tov to do kisei adam. And that's what to do on Yom Tov. That's not considered a tircha. That would be awesome. So we hear the Mishnah Dishah, they bring interesting questions. It means what happened? This over here is Issa of Tircha. There's no Issa of Muksa because the offer is Mukha. But it's a Tircha to go and do the process of doing Kisi Adam. And Chazal said, in Yom Tov, you can't do Tircha. Something you should have done before Yom Tov. So let's say the person was working in the kitchen and all of she was busy making some things before Yom Tov, and she had all these dirty dishes and she left them for Yom Tov. I'll do a Yom Tov. Beheter. So Lachar, you should bring a rifle here, the Tircha and Yom Tov, which you could have done beforehand. So if we're Mevatel, it's the same Kisi Adam because of Tircha and Yom Tov. There's no Muksa problem. The only problem is Tircha. Say, listen, but you should have done it before Yom Tov. So you want to wash your dishes before Yom Tov, you know. Don't leave your dirty dishes for Yom Tov. And if, yeah, that's, you know, that's your problem. Say if you need the keli for Yom Tov, you know, right, your mamash need this one right now. So maybe, but because there's a tzarech Yom Tov right now. But if I have other dishes that I could use theoretically, so why should I have a right to wash this one? I could use other ones. So the Rishama Zalman Zatzal was masubik. Maybe you can make a ride from over here. That the chart should be aser. Or possibly you can't. You know, different types of, but not all tirchas are the same. Chazal looked at the tirch of the process of Kisidam, and some which they felt was significant, and they said it was improper to do in Yom Tov. And the tirch of washing dishes, maybe the Chazal didn't.
What is the heter to wash dishes on Yom Tov if you're not going to use them? What would be the heter?
No, the heter is that I could be using these items.
Could.
In other words, if I want to wash a plate to use, I don't have to take out a different plate to use. I want to use this plate, I can wash this plate.
If there are 8 identical plates, you could wash 8 and use 1.
Right. So he leaves it as a question mark. Okay. Simon Tov Tzadites. So these halachas are not so relevant to most of us. You know, we're not really shechting, doing Kisei Adam. And this next step also, we're not really doing too much on Yom Tov. But we'll learn it, you know, go through the cases. Okay. Number one, Aleph, Sif Aleph. Emer Gilin be Yom Tov. You can't be margul something on Yom Tov. What does margul mean? Ketzel margul. What does it mean to be margul? So the word over here, the main word over here is the word regal. Regal means a leg, which is the following. Zeh ha-moitzi kol ha-bosu mi-regal echot. Kedei she-yoitzi Yotzi kol ha'or sholim v'lo yikara. And they should tarach, perhaps it's that tarach gadol, vein v'tzarach l'moy. So, you have, we permitted the act of flaying the animal to get to the meat beneath it. So you have, now when you get to the leg, there's times where the person would want to keep the skin of the leg as one intact item, which it'd be great to make some type of a tubing out, a leather flask out of it. It's in the shape already of, right? Or you could just cut into pieces and take the meat out that way. See, he wants to take the fillet, the skin of the leg off in one piece to be able to have to use the skin, use the hide. But so that's also to do. Because there's no tzarech ha-moed in it. The meat, we can get the meat either way, you'll end up with the meat. So the issue is, so you don't get anything mitzad the meat, you just get something mitzad the flay. We permit the flay to get to the meat beneath, but over here, the process of getting it off, sholem off of the leg, which is tight and there's curves, etc., that was a much more tedious process than the regular flaying of the animal. When they take off the skin off the main part of the animal, it's pretty straightforward. Very large sheets, they cut it down the stomach and they start pulling off, and there's a membrane which holds it on, and they just have a knife there which pulls away that membrane as they pull it off. No gersomyces. But around the leg, it's more complicated, it's tedious. So it's not what's on Yom Tov, because it's a tircha and there's no tzarech moed. Aleph. Miregel Echot. Tarek Gadol, Mashem Elosh and Zedim, Mavshe the Or Derech Shtei Haraglayim. He says, if you do it with two legs, what does it mean, two legs? It means the following. Ta'anu Shechotech, Miregel Ho'echod, Ad HaSheni, Vein Shtei Haraglayim Achrenim, Vayin Ezem Mavshe the Or Sholem, Deshori, Delav Tirech HaRabi Hi Kol Kach. So I picture it right. So, if you try to take the whole leg intact off as one piece, that's a tircha. If you cut up the inside of one leg through and down the inside of the other leg, so you take off all of the skin towards the front in one piece, and take all the skin towards the back in another piece, that's mashalat tircha, because you're not trying to take off the leg intact. That would be mutter. In other words, I told you that simple, what the halacha would expect of you the situation. Not to be margil would mean to cut into pieces, just cut off the meat of the leg in pieces. So you end up with no big pieces of hide. So here, this is the way you can get an or sholet. Either way, there's no tzarich yomtiv in that extra process. So you gain nothing for yomtiv, and you have an extra tzarich, so that's not going to be much. Okay. Base also limlig gedi. So you take the animal after it's shefted, and you put it in boiling hot water, and that allows for removing the hair from the skin of the animal more easily. So you can't do that on yom tov. There's not that a tzarich yom tov. Almakin mogo lechol har. Unless you're doing it, the gedi, it's a very young animal. The hide is still edible. But so if you do maliga on it, that would allow it to be made. That'd be a way to cook it in a way that it softens the leather enough that you could eat it together with the meat. Some people would eat with the meat. So that's our shabbat for you. That comes food now. So now the dam is all out. Because if you do a malika beforehand, you're boiling the dam into the meat. You can't get it out with a malika afterwards. You have a problem. You have boiled dam in your, which is osur. So they did malika first, and all the dam is out. And now you want to do this malika kelahaver haseir to remove the hair. So that's not mutter. Elam ken gimel elam ken margul lelechalor. The Torah she'aru rach, because the hide is very soft. Yes, some people eat it together with the basur. So for him, it's now become tzarech achol nefesh. Okay. Kamash amut alimlag rosh regalayim kagamum sim tov kuf sif dal. The same way we say the rosh and the regalayim, people would eat the meat with the skin with the meat. So mele that's mut. The mechab. Satter Mishabrav, however, Peskim, Holkim, Bezet, they disagree. The Hitir Limagrak, Harosh Raglayim, the Nahiki Bekach, the Rosh Raglayim was common to eat. The hide over there was very thin, and in a young animal, it was still soft enough that it was edible. So that was a common thing. So that's considered a basur. Aber maligas kol guf en el el fanokim be yoser ven al tsarge kol nef kol nefish we gam ner yoser ke meiser kol we noch an hakman gat gilo so he says that the now I would have thought the other way around, I'm not sure what he means. I'll tell you what there's a concept in halacha which we haven't discussed yet, that the Echol Nefesh is Mutter and Yomtiv. Echol Nefesh is Mutter and Yomtiv only something which most people would find as a valid need. And most people would not find as a valid need. So that you can't do Malacha for that purpose. So a person is a very Mefunik. He's a very, very sensitive person, and he has needs above and beyond the average person. So doing extra malacha, which is only specifically relevant to his extra needs, is not mutter. It has to be tzarech kol nefesh. So either means because removing the hair, I mean, they're eating it with the skin. You're doing maliga because you're eating it with the skin. So removing the hair is something which only bothers the mefunakim b'yoyser. Everybody else doesn't mind. It's maybe one way he understands it. Or the skin in the other areas of the body was so soft that only Mefunik would need the process of Maliga beforehand to make it edible for him. So that's not what. Begam near Yosik Masachol. Furthermore, it looks like a weekday type of action. Menachol Nachmal Chachila. Therefore, you should be Machmal Chachila. I like that opinion. Because a person of the oif loshayach hefshet the kolyam amotu lim lahavev kolaguf. We only do hefshet on behemoths. You don't do hefshet on birds. We cook them with the skin, but you don't want the feathers and the very small feathers need to be removed. So what they would do that is doing maliga. They would do malicha, then they would do maliga to boil it up, and that would cause the feathers to loosen up and allow them to be able to be pulled out. And then they would be mahavev, they would singe the feathers and get them out that way. They would use the process of singeing. So that's mutter, that's called a regular tzarech, that's mutter. Gimel, behema shenishal tal b'yamtiv, mutter lahagbiya oira, malitna b'malkim drisas haraglayim. So we spoke about this few days ago, I don't remember when. Chazal came along and said, here's the concern of Chazal, that we're afraid of, the person sheds an animal, he has this very, the hide was valuable, but the hide, because it was full of all these liquids, etc., would start to rot and make it unusable by the time Yomtiv was over. So I'm not going to want to, a person might not want to, might be discouraged from shechting on Yomtiv. Nobody's going to lose the valuable hide. So Chazal were matter starting the process of ibud, of tanning, in ways which are only midrabbanan, in order to encourage people to want to shecht on yomtiv, knowing that they would not lose the hides, the value of the hides. So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to pick up the hide, and you put it down. The Malkum Dries is a raglayim, place where people walk. Remember, the problem with the hide, the reason why it starts to rot is because of all the liquid in it. So people walk on it, they step on it, they squeeze out the liquid. So this is the beginning of the ibud process, and this will be a way to maintain the hide till the point after Yomtiv when you can actually do real ibud. So that's mutter to move it. So A, you're moving so much as muksa, and B, you're creating this ibud drabanan, doing it with a shindui. So they remarked that because it's simple as yomtiv, otherwise you're not going to have fresh meat on yomtiv because you're not going to shecht. I'll be shen alav butzer klal, even though there's no meat on the attached to the hide. Okay, number one. Furthermore, mutter lim loyachalav malicha kala kadesh mochon litzli. If the meat is still attached to the hide, so I need to do malicha on my meat. I need to salt the meat. Well, salting the meat will also help for the hide, because that the salt's property is to pulls out the moisture. It's the same way it's going to pull out the dam from the meat. It's going to pull out the moisture from the hide. So as long as the meat is still attached to the hide, so that's mutter. But we said, however, there's different levels of malicha. When a person is planning to roast the meat, the amount of malicha which is done is much less than a person is planning to cook the meat, etc. If you cook, because the roasting process pulls out the blood also. So the amount of malicha which is necessary, which much less than the, if you need to rely on the malicha to draw out all the blood, you must salt it much more thoroughly than if you're going to do tzli afterwards. So if you're salting it for using it to cook the meat, which is a significant amount of salt, which will really make a big difference in the hide also, that's not mutter. Because then you're really mama salting your hide, which is ibud, which is the process of tanning the leather. But if you're salting it, the smaller amount, which is what you do before you roast it, so that amount, the benefit for the hide is not so significant, so they didn't ask for that. Furthermore, and Chazal allowed you to do malicha in different places, have a piece of meat attached here, a piece of meat attached over there, and to do malicha in all the different places to get spread out the salt onto different parts of the hide. So that's a haroma, that's, you know, like a, looks like a trick a little bit. Chazal permitted that. So you basically cover the whole hide with some salt. So that's mutter. Our initial tamei of yomtiv, this is usher, because the whole heter of all of this is because we want you to shech the animal on yomtiv and have fresh meat. You're going to say to yourself, I don't want to shech the animal on yomtiv and have fresh meat, because last time I did that, last yomtiv, I threw out the hide afterwards. But so the whole thing is encourage you to shech the yomtiv. We shech the yomtiv. We don't encourage you. That's your decision to shech the yomtiv. If you threw out the hide, that's your problem. Right? You should have shech it earlier. You have the hide. The same way Chazal were matter the or, moving the or, which is muksa. So I want to save the feathers. Feathers were very valuable. Feathers were very useful. Use it for stuffing things, etc. So if you tell me that they're muksa and I can't put them away and they'll get blown away or they'll get lost or get dirty, I'm going to be discouraged from shechting my bird the next time. So the same way Chazal were matter the shechting of the moving of the hide, Chazal were matter the moving of the feathers. Okay, let's hold it here.